We've had a great experience from reopening and when it's been really, really welcomed. But what we are finding, the customers are very frustrated. They're very angry and they are taking their frustration and anger out on my staff. My staff are here to orchestrate and help everybody where possible. But there are certain customers and certain people who have come in that have just completely and utterly verbally abused my staff. And this is not just on one occasion. This seems to be on a daily occurrence at the moment. And today was the day that obviously I took control of this and posted my feelings up on Facebook, being the owner of the company, that my staff should not ever be faced with this kind of abuse. If a customer is unhappy about something, all we ask them to do is speak to us in a polite manner and we will fix or change any issues that they may have. But just to verbally abuse my staff for no apparent reason is not acceptable. The people seem to be getting angry at. We are obviously working under restrictions. We have two separate areas. One is our green area, one is our yellow area, and they are our designated seating plans that we have. So at the end of each session, we have time before the next session comes in to completely sanitize that whole area. Now, the yellow section has some chairs on our new seating area, which is up on the first floor, and we have some chairs down on the ground floor. And then in our green area, all of our chairs are down on the ground floor. Now, when the first session comes in at 9:30, they are go into our yellow area. So they will go use the chairs downstairs and also the ones up on our new seating area that we've created. Some customers are moaning completely and saying, this is unacceptable that you are asking us to walk up onto a platform in a secure area. We don't want to sit here. And we said, well, this is our seating area. This is what we're doing. We're following all the government guidelines. We've got everything socially distanced. And this is what we've created. And it's all been signed off by our environmental health officer. So they have been in. They've seen what we're doing. And we've presented everything to them. And everything complies. Everything is safe. And everything is secure. But what the feeling I'm getting is every single person wants to sit the shortest distance away from everywhere. And unfortunately, life isn't like that. When you go to Bluewater, you have to park your car in a car park and you could be just outside M&S or you could be over the other side of the car park and have a 10 or 15 minute walk back into the centre. But that's acceptable from their point of view. But with us, it's unacceptable and they are creating and verbally abusing my staff on this. This has been a huge investment that we have put in place over COVID at my expense to make sure that we give our customers what is required for when they return of what we're doing. I mean, unfortunately, it seems to be the minority that is spoiling it again for the majority, because if you look on Facebook where I've put my comment and see that other customers have commented and said it is unacceptable for these kind of people to come into your place and abuse your staff, the best thing to do would be to ask them to leave. Now, I don't want to get to the stage of having to be like that, but unfortunately, I need to protect my staff. And my staff mean everything to me, as well as my customers, but they are not here to be verbally abused.